reframing perspectives. Many of our perspectives are helpful and they support positive life choices. However, when we feel stuck or unsatisfied or unhappy with a situation and you can't see your way forward, a disempowering perspective, which doesn't allow us to see the full range of possibilities, may be standing in our way. As an observer, a coach is in a unique position to help us identify unhelpful perspectives and to support us with reframing them, looking for an alternative perspective that opens up opportunity. Have you ever been on a holiday or taken a day out to do something really different and found that the answers to some of the things you've been pondering or maybe the things that have been keeping you up at night seem to pop into your head without effort? The factors here are distance and emotional stillness, a quietness, is sort of allowing us to see from a distance the perspective that's creating the stuckness. And then looking at, wow, if I just, you know, turn that picture slightly to the left or right, I see another possibility. Unfortunately, disempowering perspectives are very common. In fact, they're so common that researchers have made a life work out of analyzing the most common ones. And, you know, these include some that are pretty familiar to most of you. Filtering, for example, you know, focusing on only the negative details of a situation and ignoring or just filtering out all the positive aspects. Polarized thinking. I think this is one of those disempowering perspectives we don't even know we're doing half the time. But seeing a situation as either good or bad, right or wrong, perfect or completely a failure, can really lock down possibilities or lock out possibilities. Overgeneralization, that's another disempowering one. You know, we make a general conclusion based on a single incident. You know, I wasn't good at math, so therefore I'm not good in an academic setting. You know, or somebody disappointed me, so I can never trust people again. When we shift away from these, or is sometimes just, you know, moving the perspective around to see what else could be possible, what is another way to look at the current situation, especially when you can't always change events or people or places. So an empowering perspective is not right or wrong, but one that allows us to move forward. So some empowering ones we talk about in this module include, you know, living in alignment with your values. You know, if you do that, most things will just flow more smoothly and less stressful. Today is a good day, you know, it's going to be a good day if I choose to make it one. Not always easy, but it is a choice. And maybe something like, I have my path, I have my ways, other people have theirs. So, you know, recognizing that that perspective helps us connect better with others and for them to connect with us. You know, it's possible to discern and reframe perspectives on your own, but a coach is really in a unique position to help us. You know, reframing is an art, and when done powerfully, it can change someone's life in an instant, you know, causing that aha of awareness and recognition. Sometimes it's as simple as asking your client to pause and consider how they're looking at a goal or a challenge, and then ask them, what would it look like if you came from a position of trust, or if you came from a position of possibility, what else could you see? Sometimes the perspective that will work for them the best is radically different, you know, to the way they're seeing the world. And sometimes they only need a little shift, and that slight little perspective shift can cause a major breakthrough.